John, now, it's been a reason why he came as a dove. We told him it's new beginning. He had to come as a dove because that was John's identity. That's how John was going to identify the Messiah. How he was going to identify Jesus is that he came like a dove and remained. Okay. And the other reason in it that it fulfilled, I'm way out of my time, it fulfilled Old Testament prophecy. The Old Testament prophecy. Let's just go to Isaiah 40 and 3 and read that. And Isaiah 40 and 3 said the voice. So now John could not tell them anything else but a voice, because Isaiah said he was going to be a what? Although John was the last of the Old Testament prophets. Yeah. Well, we know Jesus began the New Testament prophecy. But Isaiah said he's going to be a voice crying in the wilderness. But he didn't want to put that much emphasis on himself, because he wanted all the attention to go to who?
Jesus.
So he called himself a voice. Even when they went out to seek and say, who are you? Are you the Christ? Are you Elijah? He said, no, I'm a voice. Isaiah said I was a voice. And I'm going to say I'm a voice.
Right.
Okay, Isaiah 43. The voice of him who cries out. He's preparing the way of the Lord in the wilderness. If he had gone anywhere else to baptize, he would have been out of the Old Testament prophecy. He wouldn't have been doing it accordingly.
Yeah.
So he had to go to the wilderness. Isaiah said he's going to be in the wilderness. He's just going to be a voice crying out in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord. In preparing the way of the Lord, he was telling people to repent, because there's one coming. And really among you, that's what he said, one here already among you. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Ha. A highway. He's making a way. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain. Now, I'm not going to really read all that. Okay, but you understand that John was spoken of, prophesied about in the Old Testament. That's the reason his mama had to have him. That's the reason his daddy couldn't mess this thing up. Because he was introducing Jesus. He was preparing. He was making a way through the hearts of man, telling them to repent. There's one coming. So that's another reason. That's three reasons already I've given you that it had to be this way.
Sister Mary, read verse 5 there. That's powerful.
5 and what?
Isaiah 40 and 5.
Okay, let me go back. Let me go back. Because I'm moving this dove so fast. This dove so fast. Shatati yadia. Isaiah 40 and 5. Okay, 40 and 5. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Praise God. The glory of the Lord is being revealed even through here. You read what you have. My version is a little different. That I'm reading for. You read it, David.
It says, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Amen.
You know, you just went back three, Isaiah.
Huh?
And John said, I'm just a voice, the mouth of the Lord.
That's what Isaiah called him. He couldn't say nothing else. He couldn't say, hey, I'm just a voice.
And the glory shall be revealed. Jesus is revealed as the Son of God. Hallelujah.
He is. He's being revealed there.
Definitely the goodness of God. Amen.
Woo! And every flesh around there saw him being revealed.
The glory
they
of the Lord.
Didn't say they understood it.
Yes.
But they saw it. Okay?
And they shall see it.
And we see the reason the dove, y'all see why the dove had to come again, because it was new beginning of creation. We saw it in Noah and we've seen it here. We didn't see that dove land in Numbel from Genesis to Malachi until we saw him here. And Matthew, Luke, and Mark, and John show us that the dove did land again. And he landed for a new creation. And another reason why, let's go to Matthew 4th chapter and 18th verse. I'm going to turn this dove loose. Y'all just be patient with me.
Luke, had some teaching, don't worry about it.
Luke 4 and 18. I'll give you some time next. I'm going to give you some more time next week. I'll give you some of my time next week. Okay, Luke 4 and 18. Let's go to Luke 4 and 18.
Oh, Luke.
Yeah, Luke 4 and 18. All of the gospel gave an account of this dove descending. They just told it in different ways. But I want to give you another reason why he had to land on him like a dove. Okay? Let's go to the 16th verse. He came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Okay, he was handed Isaiah the scroll. But let me tell you what Jesus did. He didn't read what they gave him. David looking at me like, what? They gave him the scroll of Isaiah. They usually give you what they want you to read. But they handed it to Jesus and what he was supposed to read and everything. But Jesus did it a little different. When he had unrolled the scroll, he found the place where it was written. Ha ha. He found himself in the scripture. Have anybody ever found himself in the scripture? He found himself in the scripture where it was written. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and to recover sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he rolled up the scroll and he gave it back to the attendant and he sat down. Then all eyes were on him and this fixed, no, this here said all eyes was fixed on him. Dare of him to read that, that's for the Messiah. Well, see what he said after that. He said, now this scripture is fulfilled in your ear. Fulfilled in your... Dare him! Oh, all eyes was fixed on him. And those that were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today, y'all looking at me, but today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Oh, God. And they just wanted to do something to him terribly. Because he was saying it was, the scripture was fulfilled. The scripture that I just read to you, I'm here. I mean, they didn't want anybody acclaiming to be the Messiah of the Lord that they didn't feel met that criteria. And Jesus did not fit it according to them. And all eyes was fixed on him. They're like, boy, we need to throw him off the cliff. We need to do something to this. I mean, he's beside himself. Now, that's one of the reasons. Now, when did the Spirit of the Lord come upon him?
That he was baptized.
At the baptism. It came upon him. So it had to come upon him because he had to fulfill this. This same scripture is in Isaiah 61. Isaiah, the eagle-eyed prophet. I mean, he prophesied. I mean, he saw so much of Jesus. He was so full of sin. What you and I embrace. I mean, He didn't get a chance to live in our days. But again, he did. Through prophesying. He looked down 42 generations and he saw Jesus. He saw him being born as a babe and being crucified and the government on his shoulders. And we call him the eagle-eyed prophet. He could see further than any prophet. But he saw that Jesus was going to stand up this day and say, hey, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And it came upon him on the day he was baptized, at the baptism. So this is another fulfillment of Old Testament prophets, the reason the dove had to come upon him. We see that Jesus stood up here just a few days after his baptism. I mean, Luke tells you about John baptizing Jesus in the third chapter. And just right after the third chapter, Luke talks about the baptism of John. That's the third chapter. He's talking about baptizing Jesus. Let's see. And then Jesus over in the fourth chapter, he began to say what happened in the third chapter. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me in the fourth chapter, 4 and 18. Well, he has anointed me. He did it at the baptism. He quoted it so much like Isaiah quoted. He was just quoting, he just found himself in the scripture. They were giving him Isaiah to read something else because he didn't qualify for that one. And if they didn't understand it, he told them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. He told them.
He even sat in that chair.
Huh?
He sat in the Messiah's chair.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He sat in the Messiah. That's the reason they wanted to just get rid of him. They said, this is just too much. This is the carpenter's son.
Wasn't there a door he had to come through?
Yeah, it's a lot more to that. But here we see Jesus just finding himself in the scripture and telling them it's fulfilled. I'm here. But many of them weren't happy about him being there because they were looking at the outer. Man look at the what? Outer. But God looked on the heart. They couldn't see. I mean, they're like, man, you Mary's son. That meaning that Joseph wasn't sure about you. Do you know you were, that kind of child? They were just throwing out all kinds of little hints at him to get him to deny that, hey, you're not the Christ. You ain't nowhere in the world you could be the Christ. Mm-hmm. We just asked John, was he was the Christ? John. Now, John looked it more like the Christ than this one did. Because John was eating wild, dressing funny, eating funny, and baptizing people, and, doing. But this one here, they're like, saying it was fulfilled. When they looked at Jesus, they're like, oh, no, he didn't. He didn't say that. He fulfilling the scripture.
Come on. And he didn't stop talking.
Hey! So what that mean? He wasn't scared of them. They didn't frighten him.
Amen.
Huh?
You know the same things happened in them? The love of God that we enjoy.
Uh-huh.
It makes the world mad. The very gospel you preach, if those that love the light, they're attracted to it. Mm-hmm. Sincerity is attracted to sincerity.
That happens today, Apostle. Yeah. You are so right about that.
And in the world, when they see us get healed and blessed and we go forward, we have the same kind of problem with God's people in the world. And then the Lord helps us solve ours in their sight. It makes them mad.
Uh-huh.
Just like it did with them.
Mm-hmm. They making him mad because they knew him as Mary's son. Some of them said Mary's son. They wouldn't say Joseph because they knew it was a little twisting there. They said, isn't this Mary's son? Don't we know his brothers and sisters? And, you know, they were knowing him after the flesh, not after the spirit.
Just like Joy Behart, you know, signed this on the news stuff. And she said, when Vice President Pence said God talked to him, she made this big, ugly thing about, this has just got to be a cult. This has just got to be wrong. God talking to you. And I'm thinking, what planet do you live on?
Yeah.
A baby Christian, so she is.
Listen, the dove has landed.
Yeah,
he's in us. He's here. Amen. New beginning in your ministry and whatever you need the new beginning in. Hallelujah. The freshness, a newness. Like David, I told you, asked for a fresh oil.
We need to sing the song of the new beginning that we used to sing years ago. Remember it? Oh, you know if you heard it. New beginning, fresh anointing.
But can't y'all see the dove in a different way here and why all this dove in the New Testament? I know it took me a long time to land him, but.
It was beautiful. That was perfect.
Is the dove ever mentioned again after this?
I mean, he's landed, he's here, he's in us. Let me tell you the story about this man that was trying to get a name for his ministry. And he was just going back and forth, you know. All the names sound good that he came up with, you know. All of them sound good. And he said, all of them were sounding good, and he just didn't know which one to go with. He said, a white dove landed on my patio.
Oh.
And he called it White Dove Ministry.
Oh,
that was the one that he was supposed to have gone with. It's just so many good, and all of them was good. All of them could have been, you know, good for his ministry. But he knew that was the Holy Spirit talking to him.
I'll look at my two doves that I see all the time. My bird feeders, and I think different. Think more about them.
Yeah,
I love to watch them.
You'll think more about them now.
I think more about crows since Pastor Jim talked about providing these crows.
I saw something with what you said in the scripture David used. This is Genesis 1:4 said, and God saw the light that it was good, and divided the light from the darkness.
Uh-huh.
He never stopped doing that. And he designed us to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he did, it drew the sincere people to him.
Uh-huh.
And it drove away the crowd.
Whoa.
Everything he did, from John the Baptist in the wilderness, because cold religion had died. So he had to go through the wilderness and preach. And then the most sincere people came and got baptized so they could believe on Jesus.
That's true, because it was no room for him in the temple. The temple, the people wouldn't go accept it. He had to go out there on his own ground, and he had to go because it was prophesied. That's where he was going to be, in the wilderness. Did y'all enjoy the dove?
Yeah.
Yeah. The dove that's landed it in us. We got the dove in us. We can create new beginnings. Ha! Jesus!